There's a little old church that I love so well. It is there I kneel to pray. To Jesus, my Lord, all my troubles set away. To see comfort on my way. Oh, that little old church where the message is free, and we share.
Certainly a pleasure to be here in Macedonia once again and see so many familiar faces of friends and loved ones and be able to hug your neck and everything. It's always a pleasure for Lynn and I. And also appreciate this opportunity. I want to just read just a few scriptures and make a couple of short comments and then offer prayer. Something's been on my mind is, you know, the multiple verses that, you know, we as preachers, we study, we read. There's stuff that means something to us, and several obviously favorite verses. You know, I've often heard preachers talk about a favorite verse, you know, with an association, they'll preach it. Then next week I hear them preach again and they quote a different verse and say it's my favorite verse. They've got about, you know, 20 or 30 different favorite verses, and I'm no exception. In the Old Testament, some of the verses that I enjoy is in the Psalms that gives us instruction about how to go worship the Lord. And there's these encouragements, really. For example, in Psalm 96, give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Bring your offering, come to the courts of the Lord. Psalm 95, let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with praise. Come before him. In Psalm 100, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all you hands. Serve the Lord with gladness and come before his presence with singing. Psalm 122, a song of degrees of David was, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. And then another one that kind of correlates with some of those is actually in Isaiah, where he says in chapter 2, it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established on the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow unto it. And many people shall go and say, come ye, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of God and of Jacob, and he will teach us his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. All of those verses tell us to come. Come before his presence. Come into his courts. Come into his throne room. Be thankful. Come sing. Come with a joyful noise. Come praising him. Give unto him the glory due unto his name. And that's what we do on Sunday morning. We leave our homes and whatever other things are going on in our lives, leave those behind. They'll take care of themselves for a little while. And we're to come into his presence here in his house to worship, to give thanksgiving and praise to him. But what do you do on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday when you're not in church? That always bothers me. Certainly, I love coming to church. And the other days, the other 6 days of the week, for me anyway, for most of my life, the great majority of my life, I'm thankful to say, those are just days that I just let the clock flip around. I'm just doing whatever I got to do to survive 6 days so I can get to number 7 and be back in the house of the Lord. I know Sister Lynn and I once talked about that when we were young, the church we attended had a morning, an evening service, had a Wednesday night service, and there was often a get-together somewhere in that. And when you've got that heavy a diet, and then we got married and moved to someplace where there was no church close, changing that diet was very difficult for us, that we couldn't just go at a whim, or there wasn't two or three things going on, or we couldn't travel to an association any given weekend of the month. We couldn't do that. So you get kind of in this mode where all I'm really doing in my life is just treading water till I can get to Sunday. But you know what? I read something the other day when I was reading all those about coming to His presence. Over in Revelation, Jesus Christ says something to the Laodicean church that kind of struck me about what to do on the other 6 days. He says this, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me." It's only dawned on me that those other 6 days, I'm not going in his presence. He's coming into my presence. Jesus Christ says, "I'm here. All you got to do is invite me in every day." So those other 6 days, Jesus says, "I'll spend them with you in your house. I'll sup with you. I'll commune with you. I'll be with you. My presence will be with you. And you can enjoy just some quiet time with me, your Lord and Savior." So now I've got something to do the other 6 days. And I'm thankful for that. Let us go to the Lord and pray.
Christ was a building to prepare, not made. It will be decorated to